Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. We will be tackling the tough questions that eat at your faith. Throughout the year, four students will dissect, discuss, and comment on each week's topic. And now, please welcome our host of Crossroads Farm.
Hello, you're listening to the Homegrown Remix Podcast of Crossroads Farm. Thanks for making us your first listen wherever you get your podcasts. We are back on the farm tonight at the shed, and we have three amazing students who are going to introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Reagan Arbuckle, and I'm so excited to share my thoughts with you.
Hi, I'm Paisley Bunce, and I'm excited to share my thoughts too.
I'm Annabelle Arbuckle, and I'm also very excited.
Well, we've got a great group tonight. Well, if you've been a loyal listener of the podcast, you might have noticed we were gone last week, and that's because we had an event. What were we doing?
Murder mystery.
Murder mystery. What is murder mystery?
It's a place to just run around the corn maze and have all your friends come and grow closer to God.
What were some of your favorite parts?
My favorite part like must have been when we were all running from this masked guy, and
were you scared?
Yes, I was so scared. And Paisley fell over, and it created a domino chain, and we all fell over and were stuck on the ground.
My favorite part was probably when I fell and I just laid there for a while.
No one was that during that part or a different part?
Yeah, everyone was stepping on me.
What happened to the masked man? Did he get you?
He just looked at me for a while.
Good. You lived. Good job.
My favorite part was, there was a lot of fun parts, but our group kind of split up into three groups. And
because you got lost?
We got lost. We all, first, two people got lost because everyone ran because we got scared. And then more people got scared, and then other people ran, and then it all just kind of fell apart. Mm. But it was funny when people fell.
Better luck next year, right?
Yeah.
What did you guys think about the band or the donuts and cider?
I love the band. I got pictures with all of them, and that was great.
Yeah, the band was really cool. They did so good. I was excited to learn some of their new worship songs, and I really like getting to take pictures with everyone that sang.
Yeah,
same. Well, it's the same weekend every year, so next year we'll be back, and you guys can invite your friends, and hopefully the masked man won't scare you guys and tip over all the dominoes. Poor Paisley. Okay, so tonight we are back in our Level Up series. What was the talk about this evening? Do you guys remember? If you guys could, one big word to kind of describe what the talk was about.
Unclutter your heart.
Uncluttering your heart. What does that mean?
Like letting all the bad things out of your heart.
And making room for Jesus, and just uncluttering all the bad stuff and the busy stuff you have going on and making room for him.
So for starters, how many of you guys are clean freaks, and which one of you guys are okay with a little bit of clutter?
I love to be organized. I'm such a clean freak. It's so bad.
Don't come into my room.
Oh, Paisley. We'll be tripping over other things besides Paisley.
I like being clean, but sometimes life gets in the way and a little messy sometimes.
So for the clean freaks, or the ones who kind of like more organized spaces, what does it feel like when it's not clean and organized?
I hate it.
It's overwhelming, I feel like, and it just makes me feel like... I don't know. It feels like there's something missing, and it just has to be fixed.
Makes me feel like I'm in a bad mood just because everything's not where it needs to be. And
Can't relate.
Okay, Paisley, what does it feel like when things are clean?
I can't find anything. My sister cleans my room. I don't know where anything is.
Crazy. So that's kind of like your bedroom. What would it be like, and we were talking about it a little bit earlier, if your life is cluttered? What is your life cluttered with?
I can stay in a messy room, but if my I have any missing assignments or anything, I just get so stressed out, and it's just
so homework and schoolwork clutters your life. What else?
Sports,
practices, games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much all it is for me too.
Definitely a lot of sports.
Yeah,
mostly homework.
Homework makes me angry.
I have like 3 missing assignments right now, actually.
I still have homework to do.
So, would you call yourselves people who have too much going on, you think?
Yes. Definitely.
Too much going on. Do you think everyone you know has too much going on?
No.
Some people, I feel like they don't have too much.
Yeah. I think people don't have too much, but also a lot of people have things that we don't know about.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other things that clutter their life. Yes. Right? One of the things that makes it difficult when we clutter our lives is being people pleasers, right? Mm-hmm. So what is a people pleaser?
It's like trying to make people laugh or smile, just trying to make everyone like you, I guess, and not hate you.
Yeah, I think a people pleaser is someone who does things, maybe they don't want to do it, but they want people to like them, so they do it anyways, so nobody's mad at them, and they don't want people to be
mad. So you just can't say no to something, right? Mm-hmm. Are there people in your life that you feel like you can't say no to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they in this room? Don't answer that. Never mind. Oh. Just kidding. So how do we avoid always trying to please other people? Because when we please other people, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, we give them kind of master over our life, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you decide when you're going to say no or yes to something?
I'm a people pleaser.
Me too.
So
I feel like I'm a people pleaser, but I've tried to like work on that. So when I'm trying to think if I should say yes or no to someone, normally I'll try to pray over it and just wholeheartedly just ask God, like, what do I do? Do I say yes? Do I say no? Give me a direction. Lead my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great advice. Snaps all around. Okay, so what are some things that you see that gets in the way of other people's relationship with God and other people?
Relationships, like boyfriends and girlfriends, friends and everything. Yeah.
So we all have priorities, right? We're mm-hmm. top of the priorities, clean my bedroom, underneath that. You know what I mean? Things matter more than others, right? Right. What are like your top 3 priorities in life?
Oh, I'll go. Sports, school, and family.
Probably like God and Jesus is my number one.
Oh,
like
all the way up. Okay, that one.
Yeah, and then definitely my family and school.
For me, I'd have to say Jesus, Holy Trinity, praise the Lord. My second one would have to be my families and friends. And my third one would have to be like schooling that includes sports and academics. I'm a huge academic freak.
Yeah. Jesus is part of my family.
For sure, for sure. Yeah.
That's definitely.
So outside of Jesus, what is like the one item that you can't live without?
My sports.
Sports?
Well, or so my family, I guess. I guess.
It could be like, I don't know, a water bottle that you just love and have had forever. Like, what is that thing?
For me, it's farming. I just can't live without showing my animals and making those relationships.
Definitely my sister. She makes me laugh so much. She's just my best friend.
So now this is the sad part. What would happen if you had to live without that? What if someone, say for example, Jesus, were to come up to you and be like, hey, I know you really love this, that, or the other, but I need you to give it up. How would you respond?
I would cry.
Me too. A lot.
A lot of tears.
Yes. I know, like, it would really hurt, but if it was coming from Jesus, then I knew it was the right path because he's all good. He's the only one who knows everything.
Yes. You just have to trust him.
Mm-hmm. If it's not Jesus, though, then I'm not listening.
Right, exactly. So there's a story that Jesus tells in the New Testament, and it's he's talking to a rich young ruler who basically has everything ever made. So think of like Mr. Beast or something. And he basically says, Mr. Beast, Mr. Beast comes to Jesus and he's like, what can I do to get to heaven? And Jesus is like, well, there's only one thing that you have not yet done, and that's to sell everything that you have. And for someone like Mr. Beast or this rich young ruler, that would be really hard to do, right? And so that's that one thing. And unfortunately for the rich young ruler in the Bible, he decided not to. He decides not to follow Jesus. And so, it's sometimes it's really hard because we have to put Jesus at the top of our priority list and everything else has to be below it, right?
Yeah.
So we all have a choice. All of our friends have a choice on what we're going to decide. If we're going to sell everything that we have or if we're going to follow Jesus, right? One, you know, we're going to have to pick who's going to be the master of our life. What are some of the benefits, just kind of landing the plane here, what are some of the benefits to an uncluttered heart? And this is like beyond just like your schedule being busy, because you can have a busy schedule, but also have a peace-filled, uncluttered heart. What are some other benefits?
It just makes me like feel better about all the other stuff, and it just like calms me down, definitely.
Makes me feel peaceful, just knowing that Jesus can like take all my worries away, and it can he can unclutter my heart and just make everything pure, clean, and feel like there's nothing else but him to focus on.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Me too.
So earlier we talked about like how we have to choose when to say yes and no to things, right? I bet having an uncluttered heart makes it easier to choose, because we can just know like, yes, this is something that Jesus is okay with, and this is something that I should say no to. Cool. So the last question I have is, what are some first steps that you guys are going to take this week to unclutter your heart and make room for Jesus?
I'm probably going to do a lot of prayer, and definitely I'm going to kind of like lock my phone away for a while, because that's full of sin and I don't need that. So I'm just going to make like 30 minutes just to read my Bible and pray on things and just pray and meditate in his word.
Yeah, I'm going to try to wake up early, which I usually do, but maybe just to do a little Bible study, because it always makes me feel better throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too.
Those are all great answers. Well, this has been an awesome conversation, and you have been listening to the Homegrown Remix podcast of Crossroads Farm, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Crossroads Farm is happy to share coffee joy with you through the delicious Rich Roast Coffee. You can order yours by contacting the CRF office at crossroadsfarm.org. And contact us to learn about our innovative ministry curriculum, The Arms of a Servant Leader, a 4-year strategic discipleship training resource. Follow us on Facebook at Crossroads Farm and Crossroads Farm RCI, also on Insta and Twitter.